No, I've been to San Francisco before. I've not been to this theater. This is magnificent, isn't it? Yeah. It's his 21st birthday. Hi, sir. You all right? Let's find out about him. What's your name? What's your name? James. You all right, James? What do you do, James?
I sell gym memberships.
You sell gym memberships? Fucking right, James. Can I make a suggestion? Are you familiar with a man called Alex Hormozy? Okay, you write it down. Get your phone out, write it down. Alex Hormozy, right? He's got two books and he's got a website, and he is the best at that. Just do what he says, and you'll do very well. Yeah. He's good. He's good with a quote as well. He came up with my favorite quote of the last sort of 10 years. He said, self-confidence doesn't come from shouting aphorisms in the mirror. It comes from giving the world irrefutable proof you are who you say you are. Huh. Good luck. He's 21. That's a fucking big deal. 21's a big, that's a big birthday. Are you having a drink this evening? Is it going to be your first drink? No, because he's 21 in America. It'll be your first drink, won't it? What? Have you been breaking the law? You tow rag. Have you tried what's the drug they all fentanyl? You tried? Just have a little bit. It's quite strong. What, sorry?
Why did you stop having a cup of coffee?
I don't know where you're from. Is that an accent or are you retarded? It feels rude to ask, doesn't it? But where are you from, mate? Okay, well, don't worry, I won't tell. Yeah, there's been, I think we're calling it a vibe shift, and war.
When can AI replace your job?
When can AI replace my job? I don't know if it can. It depends. Yesterday. I now feel like the guy in Blade Runner. Oh, wait, am I not real? I look real. No. It's all been a simulation, hasn't it? Fuck. It depends what you think my job is. Could AI take my job? It depends what you think the job is. I think a lot of people think my job is jokes, and it's not. It's joy. I'll level with you, San Francisco. I'll be honest with you. I am a drug dealer. And the two drugs I deal in are dopamine and serotonin. And the genius of my scheme is the drugs are already on you. I'm just releasing them. You're doing the work. How what? How long is my dick? Right now? Well, when I came on stage, I had like, where are you? Give us a wave. Where's this lady? You down there? Oh yeah. What? So I came on stage. I'll level with you. I was semi erect. But then I saw you and it's gone. So. All right.
Going back to the moon.
Going back to the moon? I'm not from the moon.
Make a joke about physicists.
Are you a physicist? Who is? Your dad's a physicist. All right. Your mum fucked a nerd. I've been married 30 years. He's still pathetically grateful. I love physicists. I'm of the opinion everything else is, physics is the only science. Everything else is stamp collecting. It's an extraordinary thing. It's given us everything. Everything that mobile phones, the tech, the light, it's fucking amazing. Well done, you, the physicist. Go on.
How do you feel about Kanye?
How do I feel about Kanye? I feel bad for Kanye because I think he's genuinely a genius. Like a next level genius, but with that, the responsibility that comes with genius, the burden of a genius, is it comes with mental health problems. And I think he's mad as a fucking nail. but a genius, a man to be, you can admire his work and separate it from the crazy shit he says. Like, I don't think he's a Nazi, I just think he's like a kid that's learnt a naughty word in the playground and he's running around shouting it. He needs help. And the worst healthcare, people that get the worst healthcare are the very, very, very poor and the very, very, very rich. They get nothing, they get anything they fucking want. And what he needs is help. Look, I mean, you did it in America. We did the same thing in the UK. We shut down the asylums, the mental asylums. Do you think we did that because we ran out of crazy? No. Huh? Yeah?
What's your favorite state you've been to and why is it for?
What? That is a fucking heckle. You all hear that? He said, what's your least favorite state you've been to and why is it Florida? Perfect. Nothing but net. Hi, Jimmy. My husband, Enrico, is turning 40 on 6/6. He hates it when people call him Enrique. Enrique? Fucking help me out here. Enrique. By mistake. What? Is he Enrico? Oh, all right. I don't really understand. Is this like how they got the mafia? It was a Rico. I don't fucking know what's going on. Okay. And he's so fly. What? And he's so fly, he fractured a rib on our daughter's bunk bed. Oh. Just got the x-ray done today. Please welcome him to his 40s. What? Enrico, where are you, mate? Enrico? Well, there. You have to stop fucking your daughter. You're gonna hurt yourself. That's gonna be a very silent drive home, isn't it? Happy 40th. You're 40? What do you do? What do you do, my friend?
Visual effects.
Visual effects. Okay. Movies. Yeah, wow. San Francisco. Very much the center of the movie business. Do you want to tell him? You're not good at it or you'd live somewhere else. Hang on, what kind of movies? Your daughter's not in them, is she? Oh. Oh, no. My wife and I are here celebrating a few milestones. 7 years together, 3 years married, and my fourth year still alive and battling colon cancer at stage 4, looking forward to laughs. Where are you? Where are these glorious people? Where are you? Where am I looking? Where are there? Hey, man, how are you?
Still here.
That's all there is. Yeah. That's a lot to be staring down the barrel of that, my friend. Are you in remission at the moment, or?
Still active cancer, stage 4 here.
Active stage 4. Whore. Fucking hell, man. I hope tonight is giving you some respite from that, and I really appreciate you coming in. I really do. I mean, the rest of us can only imagine. That, my friend, is a pain in the ass. Should I marry my girlfriend, Katie? She's hot, but a lot. Where are you, my friend? Where's the guy? Here. Go on, where are you, mate? Hi. Oh, it's over here. Can we turn the lights up? Let's have a look. Where's... Is Katie here? How long have you guys been together?
8 months.
That guy's a fucking idiot. Hey, Katie, are you a lot? Are you quite high maintenance? You're not high maintenance. What do you do for a living, Katie? What do you do for a living? You what, sorry? You do hair, but you were busy? Well, because you didn't have time to do your own. What about you, my friend? What do you do?
Tech.
You do tech. And does that, Katie? He's an IT guy. Does that turn you off and then turn you back on again? I don't know. You've been together 8 months. Look, what I would suggest is you go away for 10 days together, and a holiday is like 3 months of a relationship. Go away for 3 months. If you don't have a row, if you get on great, then lean into it. And if you have a row, go your separate ways. I don't know. Well, you don't need my permission. Do what you like. I wouldn't marry her. But then I've got a lot of stuff. I don't want to give half it away. Hi, Jimmy. I'm an American girl who would love to move to the UK. What are some tips to help me fit in? And I'd love to hear your take on why Brits talk about fingering so much. Love it. Christy. Where's Christy? Where are you, Christy? Where's Christy? Hi. You've got a bracelet. What's the bracelet? Taint ticklers. It says taint ticklers, and it's got this symbol on it. You are a... What does it smell like? We'll see. Victory. Thank you. Are you sure I can have that? It's very nice of you. Thank you. So you want to move to the UK? Yeah, do. You'll fit in perfectly. Our cultures, Britain and America, are... Britain is to America what Greece was to Rome. We had an idea and you fucking ran with it. But if you come visit us, you'll find we have so much in common. You'll have a lovely time, and you will get fingered a lot. Don't worry about that. Someone is going to be four knuckles deep in you in a matter of hours. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. And if you like me, it's the kind of thing you like. And if you don't like me, then why are you watching this?